Mitch, is Freemasonry, is that an occult-based brotherhood?
Yes, I would say it is. I think that the Freemasons use occult symbols to promote ethical development. In Freemasonry, you will find all kinds of symbols like pentagrams, astrological symbols, alchemical symbols, symbols that we associate with the pantheon of pagan gods. And these symbols are used in ceremonies that are intended to promote good civics, charity, responsible citizenship, and brotherhood. The Freemasons also draw on a lot of symbols that go back to ancient Egypt, like pyramids and obelisks. And, of course, we find these things on our currency, and we find them all over Washington, D.C. If you want to get a lesson in the occult, go to the Library of Congress and just look up, look around. You will see that some of the greatest architecture in Washington, D.C. is filled with Masonic symbolism, which harkens back to pre-Christian spirituality and pagan traditions.
And same with the back of money, too, huh?
Absolutely. In fact, that eye and pyramid on the back of our dollar bill is a tremendously magnetic symbol. If you take a look at the back of the dollar bill, there's a phrase on there that translates roughly, God smiles on our new order of the ages. It's a beautiful expression. Freemasonry did a lot to promote the institutions of liberty and religious tolerance that we have in this country. And anybody who loves religious tolerance and the free pursuit of worship owes thanks to the Freemasons, because when they came to the society, and it is true, many of our founding fathers, such as George Washington and Ben Franklin, were Freemasons. When the founders began to shape the documents that would support the society that we live in, specifically as it relates to religious tolerance, they were taking those ideas from Freemasonry. Freemasonry, and there have been some lapses in this, but Freemasonry, for the most part, has been an ecumenical tradition that has accepted people of all races and religions. Again, there have been some lapses in this, but for the most part, Freemasonry has promoted a sense of civic brotherhood, and it inspired, in part, the founders of this country to create a society where, with freedom of worship at its cornerstone. And as you can see from the back of our dollar bill, our founders, many of whom were Freemasons and who drew on Masonic imagery, were very well aware of what they're doing, of what they were doing. That expression, God smiles on our new order of the ages, and that eye at the top of the pyramid shows that you can't have material progress without a sense of relating to something higher. There was a sense in this country at its founding of trying to wed material progress with providence. And I think that most people would agree that the founders created a society of religious freedom that countries all over the world would draw inspiration from. And we owe that to Freemasonry.
Isn't Dan Brown, who wrote the very successful Da Vinci Code, isn't he working on something on Freemasonry?
He is indeed. His new novel is supposed to be called The Solomon Key. And the last I heard, it was coming out in the fall of 2005, although there have been different pieces of information coming out saying that it's been postponed. It's not coming out in fall 2005. Maybe it'll come out later in the year. Maybe it'll come out early in 2006. But the word is that Dan Brown is writing a novel that's based on Freemasonic themes, and that novel is going to deal with the role of Freemasonry in the founding of this country that we live in.
Well, it's interesting because I get more and more calls to this program, Mitch, on Freemasonry, where several years ago I didn't get any.
Really?
And now it's just starting to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, and there are two camps to this, too, by the way. There are those who are Masons today who are out there to do benevolent things for people and, you know, the circuses and the hospitals and everything else. And then there's a camp out there that believes that the Freemasons from way gone back really had developed some things that might not have been in everybody's best interest. So there are two camps out there.
Yes. Well, one of the interesting things about Freemasonry is that nobody can agree on its history. And I believe today that that the people who've practiced Freemasonry, including at the upper echelons, themselves do not know the history of their own organization. I think it is shrouded in mystery. There is no consensus. And in fact, Freemasonry appeared in England in the early 1700s with no identifiable antecedent. We don't know where it came from. Anybody who tells you that he knows where it comes from is talking out of his hat. There are theories and nothing but theories. Now, one of the prevailing theories is that the Knights Templar, which was a militia that was loyal to the church right. in the Middle Ages and which created its own banking system and a lot of institutions relating to currency and travel, essentially. The Knights Templar was a militia that protected travelers, that exchanged currency, that had a banking system. So the theory goes that the papacy felt threatened by the power of the Knights Templar and suppressed it quite brutally, and eventually the remnants of the Knights Templar reemerged in the guise of Freemasonry in England in the early 1700s. That is a theory. Right now, it's the most popular theory, and it may have some truth to it, but the fact is we haven't any idea where Freemasonry really came from. Some of the more conservative figures within Freemasonry will tell you, no, 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 it has nothing to do with the Knights Templar or anything of that sort. We stretch back to ancient Masonic guilds. But again, that's just a theory. We don't have any paper trail or any trail of evidence that connects Freemasonry to ancient Masonic guilds. Another theory is that Freemasonry goes back to an order of Masons who participated in the construction of the pyramids. Again, these are just theories. It is very peculiar that in this day and age where we have documented, or like to tell ourselves that we have documented, all facets of history, we don't have a consensual idea of where this relatively recent phenomenon came from. I mean, we're only going back a few hundred years here. And the most peculiar thing to me about Masonry is that its origins continue to be shrouded in mystery.